We had some 35 or 40 scientists, as we call them, or they call themselves. Amongst the group, excluding the leader was around 34 years of age. The others were in their mid-20s. How old are you?
23.
Huh?
23.
All right. We had people your age on this A-bomb. They're all civilians, of course. So we went out to Bikini Lagoon. Now on the way out, these young guys, they're just like a bunch of college kids. They made kites that we flew from the ship on our way out across the Pacific. We got the ship's shotguns out and we were shooting a kite down. All this is their idea. When we got out to Bikini Lagoon, we were the only ship there. We were the first ship there. And other forces were working on the target array. The target array consisted of the Navy's battleship Nevada in the center of a number of concentric circles, 10 miles in diameter, spaced apart, naturally. And some of the animals on there, you may recall. So these youngsters and these engineers, there was nothing to do at the moment, because the people who were making up the ray had no reference to us, and they were purely doing their work and going home. They asked us for plywood. Now you take a 4x8 piece of plywood, slit it down the long way, and now you got a 2x8 piece, put a couple of holes, and tether yourself with some line, and there is skiing all over the lagoon. Until the number one ship, that is the senior ship, came out. And they stopped us from having fun. In fact, I almost got kicked off the ship. They issued an order that there would be no more skiing. So my skipper said to me, go over and talk to him, see what's wrong with those guys. And I tell you, they had snorkel. You never saw a picture as those coral reefs down there with the fish swimming in and out. And they'd come and swim around you. And I mean, it was fantastic. It was like being in another world. That was before the shot. So, okay, I go over there and I'm an executive officer. I speak to my equal. And he was bent over a lot of paper there. I said, why don't you get the hell out of here? Go out and have some fun, you know. Who the hell wrote this order? On occasion, I will use a King's English. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. They wouldn't do it. So we had to give that up. However, the schedule out there, because they're erecting a lot of high quality stuff like high speed cameras, was such that all the work was done in the morning because it's hot there. In the afternoon, you could go ashore to the beach, to a limited area. And you'd go swimming. There were palm trees. These guys were climbing palm trees like a monkey and cutting the coconuts and dropping them down. One day, one of these scientists said to me, there's an awful smell in my stateroom. Could you come see what the problem is? Well, there was no problem to me. There was dead fish. They'd been on the beach gathering these shells. and some of these shells were still alive, like they. So he had them up there on his dresser, and just stinking away. So I showed him that you can't bring these in. You got to be sure that the guy inside of these shells is dead. Well, how do you kill these things? You know, what's that, you know, the big shell? You dig a hole under a palm tree so you can know where this hole is. Yeah, identify it. And you bury them in there for several days. And it dies. And then you wash it out in the water and all the dead stuff comes out. Smartness number one.